I was just hanging out, grabbing lunch with a buddy of mine earlier today. We were grabbing ramen downtown Minneapolis. And so we were catching up about life, and he was sharing the story about how he's just in the middle of one of these seasons of life where two things are kind of coexisting right now. One of them is his like innate perfectionism. And then on the other hand, he finds himself in this really unstable in between stages of life. And as we were talking about this, he shared one of his big breakthroughs he had earlier this week was the awareness of how he needs to position himself right now is really similar to what he learned as a 13-year-old racing motorcycles at 100 miles an hour. He grew up in the Midwest, and one of the things he and his brothers used to do for fun was he would soup up Harley Davidsons and they would race him down a dirt road at like 100 miles an hour and crash him. I'm sure they weren't crashing at 100 miles an hour, but at some point he said they were topping off. But one of the things to, oh man, do I even have this book right here? Yeah, can you, oh man, it's right here. Hold on. Can you hear the pages of this book? This is a book, one of my favorites. It's a book called Jupiter's Travels by a guy named Ted Simon. And he was one of the first adventure motorcyclists back in the 70s. He rode a Triumph Bonneville around the entire circumference of the world that he could. So one of the things he was talking about was in this book, if you're riding a motorcycle on sand or you are riding a motorcycle on just any kind of gravel or dirt, what happens is your front wheel starts to shake going back and forth, and your tendency naturally is to hold on as tight as possible to try to control it and hold it straight and steady as much as possible. The problem is you are now fighting the motorcycle that is in relationship to the unstable ground. And so as the ground is shifting, you're trying to like make this shit happen, and you're going to eventually crash. The trick with it that Ted Simon and my buddy both know is that you have to loosen your grip. Some people say that you should just barely like keep your thumb and your middle finger together around the handlebar. Some people say you should actually even like loosen up where you're just putting a little pressure with your palms on the handlebars. But the key is you have to relax and loosen your grip and let the motorcycle do its thing. And it's going to feel like it's going out of control, but it's the only way to ride across these uneven situations. Situations in life. Can you already tell? I'm trying to like have this massive tie-in. Anyways, my buddy goes on to talk about how he realized that's what's going on in his life right now, that he realized he's trying to hold on super tight and control it. And he realized what he needs to do right now is to loosen his grip and relax. And also, he just had a really great opportunity work-wise that he was pumped about these past couple weeks. So now he finds himself thinking about it. He goes, you know, I've just been thinking this week that like walking through an open door is so much easier than trying to force a door open. He says that, and I was like reminded the past 3 days, I've just been binge listening to as many Jerry Seinfeld interviews as possible. He's like notorious for not liking to do long form interviews. And his whole thing is like, I don't want to talk about anything that's not comedy. Comedy is my thing. If it's not funny, I don't really feel like talking about it. But because he's had all these projects come out, like I think he's got like some new movie about Pop-Tarts that he just released. Because of that, he's got to go on a publicity tour. And now he's doing all these interviews and he's freaking brilliant. And I'm eating it up with a freaking spoon. And one of the things he was talking about when I was listening this morning was he was talking about how he had gone surfing and was talking with a big wave surfer about it. And this big wave surfer, Laird Hamilton, always said that surfing should actually not be called surfing. It should be called paddling, because the majority of what you're doing is paddling. And I just found that so freaking funny, because like so much of life and other creative endeavors is like that too. And he went on, he's like, the deal with surfing is that you have to paddle yourself out there, and you can't force a wave to happen. You don't paddle out and then start trying to somehow force wave opportunities. You position yourself. You get into a place like you can practice, and you get into a physical ability space where you are proficient to catch waves, and then you place yourself physically in a position where the waves are going to happen, and then you just wait for it. And then he went on to talk about the importance of being aware to energy, and like when all surfing is about riding this wave and feeling the energy behind you, and you're constantly like positioning. Like, now I don't know jack shit about surfing, but thinking about how my buddy said his thing this week is anytime he feels him, he's like, he becomes aware of trying to force things in life. And he gets the visual of the motorcycle handlebars, and his trick has been to squeeze his hands as hard as possible for a few seconds and then physically release those. And like, as a physical reminder of, I'm letting go of me trying to force emotionally and mentally the situation. I'm just thinking about that in my life. I don't know. That's just what I'm thinking about today.
Here's one idea. You don't need to evolve. Actually, the evolution is just realizing where you're at right now is perfect. That's the evolution. It's letting go of the fantasy of some future better version of you and loving yourself right now. Instead of crucifying yourself on what you should be or could be, this is perfect. Not just like the nice parts of you, the whole spectrum is great.
Rob Morgan is an internationally touring bassist on a journey to discover what it means to live a curious life. At thecuriouspod.com, you'll find an archive of conversations recorded all over the world, a map of recording locations, a weekly newsletter, and official podcast merchandise. Rob is recording a daily podcast where he's sharing insights into the creative journey and the secrets to living a curious life that he's discovered from over a decade of traveling the world with music. We here at Curious Endeavors have told him this is probably a mistake and he's an idiot to attempt it, but he won't budge, so that's where we're currently at. We hope you'll enjoy.